Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
An Erio's original.
Like, I think the thing with meditation is it's the most helpful when you're not doing it. It's like the effects of it are what are helpful more than like the actual periods of 20 minutes. So
right.
I think that like in a lot of very stressful situations, I stay calm because of it.
Welcome to Filling the Void, which is a podcast I do where I talk to people about what they do for pure joy, their hobbies, no agenda driven things, nothing you make money from, just the fun of doing something for your life that you like and don't care what anybody else thinks, how you fill the void.
Well, I took painting all throughout high school.
Vanessa Bayer took painting all throughout high school, but like
drawing and painting,
yeah, like in art, like regular people.
As opposed to ceramics.
Oh, no, you got the choice.
You okay? Up until eighth grade, you had to take some kind of art, but then starting in ninth grade, it was like optional.
You took painting and drawing in high school, but you didn't care for it.
No, I loved doing it, but I wasn't very good at it. Like I objectively was not as good. Like, you know how a lot of creative people are, like, you see their paintings or drawings and you're like, oh my, and like who aren't like known for their art, mm-hmm. for their like painting or drawing. Mm-hmm. And you see stuff that they draw and you're like, oh my gosh, this person's like, you know, so good. If you saw mine, you'd be like, that's not so good.
Stick to what you know. Well, Vanessa. And what you know is knitting, because Vanessa brought her knittery here. And now what are you making? It looks so soft and pretty.
I'm making a baby blanket for my best friend, Gwen. Now, how long have I been working on this baby blanket?
A year.
Not quite a year, but you're not. I would say 8 months.
It hasn't gotten
very far. If I had really focused, I would have been done 6 months ago.
Well, it takes a while. And isn't that part of it? Like,
yes,
it's not a race.
Well, when I was little, I remember seeing an ad for a knitting machine where basically you put the yarn into this machine and then you basically almost like, you know, the thing that like scans a check where it's like mm-hmm. in the like 90s.
Mm.
It's like that, but it knits a row as it does that.
Oh.
So during the ad, I wonder if anyone remembers this. During the ad, you could like, you know, remember those like big sequins, like
yeah.
those big round sequins? You could add those onto like the hooks. It was like a bunch of hooks
oh.
with the yarn so that it would like knit in all the sequins and you could make like a full sequins knit dress.
Right.
With like the big.
Did you get that thing?
No, my mom, this is why I brought it up. My mom was like, Vanessa, that's not knitting. She was like, knitting is about like the time that it takes
right.
and the care that you put into it. She's like, something made this way, it's not worth, you know, like you just buy it.
Right.
Buy like the.
And she taught you how to knit?
Yes.
That's so nice.
It is easy. I mean,
see, I think it's hard because it seems like you have to count.
If you do a good job of counting at first, when you first, it's called cast on when you start,
mm-hmm.
then you're probably good, but it's, you can, the thing is, like, I'm making a blanket, which is very easy, mm-hmm. but making like a sweater or something, you have to, like, I don't know how you do that. Like, you, my mom can do that. You make different parts and you make them in a round stitch so that they, right. it's like continuous. And then you like knit the parts together and stuff. I don't know how to do that. The measuring, there is a lot, it is a lot of numbers once you get into something that's not like a scarf or a right. blanket.
Now, this is really yeah, soft. Feel this. And so you get like a like cashmere thread from Joanne Fabric.
So I went
This is so to, nice. Oh, did you go to that place on Vermont?
No, I got, this is from New York. This is from before I moved to LA, from this place called, oh my gosh, I'd love to give them a shout out, but I can't remember what their name is. But I want them to send me free yarn.
Well, that yarn's beautiful.
It's from this place.
I think
it's called Pearl Soho.
Okay.
But is there a place on Vermont that has yarn?
Yeah, it's great. They have yeah. such nice yarn. It's called The Little Knittery.
Oh.
And I have a lot of their yarn because while I don't knit, I have dabbled in the art of needlepoint.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. And
that's
so
right, you told me. That's what, it, yeah.
It's not technically needlepoint. Like, knitting yarn isn't technically, you're not supposed to use it for needlepoint, or there's different yarns. But I
who's
say,
to say?
I exactly. I say, go with where the day takes you.
That's what I always say. If you ever and want like me to start you on things. on a scarf or something, it's really calming.
It's calming, but you haven't done that much. Or you do it a lot, it just takes yeah. a while.
Okay, here's why I haven't done that much. Sometimes I forget.
Right.
But also, a lot of times I'm like, oh, I watch a lot of TV, and I'm like, I'll knit while I watch TV. But then if I miss something
yeah.
on the show, like, you can't knit during, like, Big Little Lies, for example.
Right.
You'd be, you know, can you knit during Real Housewives? Yeah, mm-hmm. but I still find myself like rewinding
yeah.
all the time because I want to know.
Yeah, you know what I do?
What?
I listen to Audible books while I paint because I can't.
What a good idea.
I love reading and I love painting. Or when I was needlepointing or doing embroidery or whatever, it's easier for me to watch TV when I'm doing those things. But still, I miss stuff. So I just... As a result, though, I don't watch as much TV.
That's so smart.
I mean, I should watch more TV. It's kind of my job to watch.
That's what I say.
TV. Yeah. It's like, oh, it's smart. You're reading books while you're painting. But I'm not like reading like Proust.
But you could.
I don't
no,
want to.
No, but you don't want. No, but no, who
it sounds
is?
Sounds boring. I don't know. Some, a lot of people.
Some nerd.
I think. He's a popular author.
But like...
I read like sci-fi...
Great.
Fan, like bullshit. Now, I didn't know that you were going to come to talk about knitting. And I do want to talk about it.
But we don't have to talk about it so much. I'm literally not even knitting. I'm just holding my knitting.
Well, you have another hobby that calms you.
Watching TV.
TM.
Oh, and TM.
But you're not supposed to talk about TM.
No, I think you're welcome to talk about it.
I don't know. Like, when I did TM, it was like kind of like a Fight Club vibe.
Oh.
Like, don't brag about it.
It's so funny because I feel like people don't talk about it that much in New York, but in LA, they talk about it so much, right?
Yeah, well, LA people are more into like the hippy dippy lifestyle.
Right.
Although New Yorkers can learn a thing or two.
That's what I was going to say. New Yorkers almost need it more. Everybody needs it.
Do you do it like
twice a day? I do.
Dude.
It's funny. Not a lot of people. I know.
Okay, so
it's finding the time for the, it's finding, figuring out when the second time is going to be the
hard. Second
the first
time
one's
is the killer.
First one's right when you wake up, you figure it out. Second one's hard. My teacher said a good thing to do is the night before. Think about your day tomorrow mm-hmm. and go like, when could I do it?
Mm, I like that.
And sort of have it in your mind. And
did
then,
you learn at the David Lynch place here?
I did.
Me too.
At the one in New York.
Oh.
Yeah.
I did it and I paid for it.
Yeah.
Even though you don't have to pay for it, it's expensive. You can learn how to do it for free. But I was like a gym membership. I was like, the only way I'm ever going to do this is if I pay for it, because then I will have to like get my money's worth.
Right, right, right.
And I did it for a while, but I fell off.
I know. It's like anything else. It's like you just get in the habit of it. I think, you know what someone taught me recently? That like a habit, there's, I'm not going to get this right, but a habit takes like 5 or 7 days or something.
Interesting.
Like a habit doesn't happen.
Doesn't have to take that long.
It doesn't take that long, but it does take more than like a few days.
Right.
So like if you can get your, I'm sure that there's some set like number, maybe it's 2 weeks. I don't know. But like if you can
get yourself
to do something for a fortnight, mm-hmm. but I don't even think it's that long. You'll just get in the habit of it. Do you do it once a day or is it hard to eat? Sometimes when you stop, you just sort of stop.
No, because so the second time was getting hard for me. And then it's like, well, if I'm not doing it twice a day, then why do it at all? Like right. That was my rationalization of not doing it.
I think
about doing it a lot.
I think that's good. I also think if you do it once a day, it's okay. And I also think if you don't have 20 minutes and you do it for 10 minutes, that's okay too.
You do?
Because I just think giving yourself time to be resting but be conscious mm-hmm. is so good. Because it just, because when you're asleep, you're resting, but right. you're not.
No, there's literally not one bad thing about meditating.
Yeah.
Like everybody should do it. I think it's probably scientifically proven that it makes your life better.
It is. And even just having like when they give kids in school like quiet time, like it's just that time to like just be quiet with yourself. If you can get yourself to do it,
say it like that.
Even if you start with like 15 minutes in the morning.
Okay. So here's another thing.
Yeah.
The morning.
Yeah.
I can't do it first thing in the morning because to me, that's just an extra 20 minutes of sleeping.
That's what I like about it. So some people work out and then they do it. This is what my teacher told me. Some people work out and then they do it. Some people do it right away. I do it right away because basically my teacher was like, you shouldn't be lying all the way down because mm-hmm. that's not, but like, I'll just like prop myself up on pillows mm-hmm. so that I'm like kind of angled up, but I'm still like relaxing. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes I fall back asleep and I think the reason that I meditate so much, to be honest with you, that it's been so easy for me to like keep going with it is I'm so not, for as much as I like judge myself in so many other ways, I'm so non-judgmental with myself about it. So I'm like, if I fell asleep during it, who cares?
Right.
If I forget to say like the mantra or whatever, who cares? If I keep opening my eyes and checking my phone, who cares? Like I just sort of That's don't cool. give myself any kind of I'm not doing it right type of feedback. And then I just do it because it's like, there's no pressure. I'm not putting it. And that's the thing I like about TM too, is that not to sound like a whatever, but with other kinds of meditation, there's like this emphasis on like clearing your mind. And right. I like that isn't really a thing in TM.
Totally.
Because it's hard to do that. Yes. Like it's hard to just be like, nope, don't think of this. Don't think of right. this. And so I think that's why I do it so much is because I'm just like, whatever, I fell asleep, who cares?
And then when do you do the second one?
Usually I do the second one. My teacher, I think, said at least four hours after the first one.
Right.
So like today I did it. I went out and I like ran some errands and stuff. And then I got home. I think I did it around 4.
Mm-hmm. And do you sometimes still get fidgety when you do it?
Totally.
Right.
And you know, so my teacher is Bob. I was really lucky because my teacher is Bob Roth, who co-founded the foundation with David Lynch, who's like this like amazing. He's just like one of those people where you like talk to him and you're like, oh my God, he's got like such a presence kind right. of. He said that the whole thing with meditating is that basically like your body and your mind are so connected that like if one is healing or dealing with some stuff, the other is too. So a lot of times when you're fidgety, it's because your body is healing totally. Something and vice versa. So if you had like a perfect, calm, not fidgety meditation every time, you wouldn't be like a human. Like it wouldn't right. make sense.
Yeah. My teacher was like, stuff is going to come up. and you're going to get uncomfortable and you're going to get fidgety. And like, it's supposed to come up. Like, that's part of the 20 minute cycle, which I thought was really cool.
Yeah.
When I was learning about it, like, yeah, like it needs to come up in order to pass. And
yeah,
I don't know. I like that about it. How long have you been doing it for?
I've been doing it for, I would say, 5 years.
And every day?
Every day.
Wow.
I mean, once in a while, I'll miss one session, or I don't think I've missed a full day in a very long time, but I've missed my second one before or something, or like if I'm going to a workout class, brag really early in the morning, and then I'm like, I'll do it after, and then I like forget to do it after because I usually do it before or something, but for the most part, I do it twice a day. And
do
I'm
you
telling
look forward
you,
to it?
I do.
Right.
And it's something that I always make time for, but also I'm a late person. So, but I think if you're an on-time person, you would make time for it and then still be on time. But I think part of it, I'm realizing kind of as I talk to you, is that I just am so easy with myself about it. I just put no whatever. And if I don't have 20 minutes, then I'll do it for like 50. You know, if I have to cut it short, I will. But usually I can do it, and it's, and I'm just like, whatever, you know? And if someone like if a mailman comes or someone interrupts it, then you deal with that and go back to it, you know?
And have you noticed in the past 5 years that it's benefited your life, and how?
I think, okay, well, people have told me that I seem very present a lot, and I think that probably has something to do with it.
Yeah.
So I guess I feel present, but it's nice to hear that from other people because you never know what whatever. But I also think that I've been in a lot of situations. Like, I think the thing with meditation is it's the most helpful when you're not doing it. It's like the effects of it are what are helpful more than like the actual periods of 20 minutes. So I think that like in a lot of very stressful situations, I stay calm because of it.
That is really, that's very cool. That's a cool thing you said, that it's like the spaces in between the meditation.
Cause it's like cumulative. Like the more you do it, the more it benefits you.
Do you find that you're very patient?
I do. Yeah. But also I'm also like, we'll get like stressed out about the dumbest stuff. So it's not like I'm such a Zen person, but I do think like, even like, you know, I just started driving in LA a few months ago, and it's like things will be stressful like with that. And but I am able to kind of stay calm with it.
That is really cool. Yeah. It's scary driving at first in LA, but parking wise, like I was scared of like not knowing where to park.
Yes.
You just know that you'll always get a spot no matter what. It just sometimes it might not be super close.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
Yeah.
You know?
And I'm like learning to read all the signs and stuff and like, you know, so you
don't
get to.
You grew up driving.
Yeah, but in a suburb of Cleveland. So like there was a parking lot everywhere or like a driveway, like a super long driveway. You know?
Totally. I don't know. I would get really worked up about that.
Yeah.
But Paul's therapist once said something really cool about car accidents. I don't think she made it up, but I had never heard it before. Yeah. But she was like, there's no such thing as an accident. Like the reason why people get into car accidents are because they're like angry or stressed out or focusing on something else. And even it's not like they meant to hit somebody else or hit something on purpose, but like you're distracted and not being present just blew me away.
Yeah.
Because it kind of is true. I mean, you know, it's not always like it's your fault, or if something is to happen to us in a car, like it's not that we're not paying attention,
right?
But when somebody else, it's not like two people just doing everything right happen to collide.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
That's
something cool about knowing, you know, if your friends tell you you're present and you feel present and patient, like,
yeah,
it's only doing you and everybody else around you a favor.
Right.
Do you feel that knitting has the same effect or not really? it's just something to keep your hands busy while you're...
It is very calming because it's like a repetitive thing. Yeah. But why don't I do it more? I don't know.
I mean, I go through phases. Like, yeah. I'll go through a needlepoint phase and then, which takes a really long time. I love it, but it, and then I won't paint for months and I'll do embroidery. And then I haven't done that in a while and now I've been into painting, but like I switch around.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you have any other hobbies?
Well, you know, it's funny. I somehow this came, when I was little, I took like a, I used to go to like Joann Fabrics on Saturdays and do this 4 or 5 hour sewing class.
That's cool.
And I made a book bag. Aww. And then I made a skirt or something. And then I think I dropped out when we were making a vest. Anyway, I was,
vests are
I looked
out,
up the Joann.
And so am I.
I looked up sewing classes at the Joann Fabrics here, and they don't really have like weekly sewing classes. They have like a workshop and like making.
I think there's a place you can take sewing classes in Atwater Village.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There's like more kind of like hipster,
yeah,
crafternoon-ish type,
right,
classes and stuff.
Okay.
There's a place maybe in Silver Lake and a place. You should Google it.
Yeah, I'll look it up. I don't know why it never crossed my mind to look up sewing lessons. It only crossed my mind to look up Joann Fabrics and then see what they had to
I
offer.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I love Joann. I love going there on a Saturday or Sunday afternoon. It's really fun.
We should do. It is so fun.
Yeah.
Just to like look at all the fabrics and then like all the like sew on flowers and stuff.
Recently I went there and I got a tie dyeing kit.
Oh, right.
I've been tie dyeing up a storm.
You might start a business, right?
Yeah. I mean, I should.
Maybe you could sell like.
Well, one thing I'm not good at is business. I mean, I like buying and selling, but I just, it's too much work.
Could you ever?
Then it becomes a job. It's
yeah,
like,
you're right.
Let's keep it a hobby. And what it's great for is birthday gifts.
Yes.
I'm really into like making my own birthday gifts for people or like recycled goods because it's good for the environment.
Yeah.
So.
It's a great gift idea.
Yeah, and like for little kids who have all these birthdays and like tie-dye is so cool right now.
It's so cool.
Yeah, it's like so hot right now. Like it's like what vests were in 87.
Yeah, it's like, or like Hypercolor.
Oh my God, Hypercolor was so cool. Oh, I remember. Have you ever looked at the backs of your legs? Because I haven't, and they're disgusting.
No, they're not. I think you have skin like mine, which is that it's like very sensitive and everything leaves like a print.
One of my hobbies is not
moisturizing.
Right. Body cream.
But you know, are you real sensitive to stuff or no?
I don't know. Like I no, but kind maybe. Like sensitive to what?
Like I have like I wonder if you have, it looks like you have skin like mine where like you react to everything.
My kid has that. I mean, I don't.
Maybe that's more.
Do you get like crazy big mosquito bites?
Yes.
I don't.
Okay. But does Paul?
Yeah.
I think I have Paul's skin.
Yeah.
Because we're both so like pale. Like I'm looking at you and you're actually not that pale.
Thank you.
You actually have like a nice.
But Paul weirdly tans.
Really?
Yeah, he really does. But my daughter, on the other hand, it's like if you like touch her,
that's how I am.
Yeah, she's so fair.
That's how I am.
So, is skincare one of your hobbies or passions?
I'm not
a skin freak.
I'm crazy about the sun.
Oh, you wear sunblock.
I wear sunblock. Like I wear long sleeve. Like I don't wear like.
You wear long sleeve bathing. You wear like turtleneck bathing suits.
I do. And I wear like long sleeves in like 80 degree weather.
Is it because you don't want to get sunburned or because you don't want to get old?
Both.
Okay.
But I have had two melanomas. That's what people don't know. People know, oh, sure, she had leukemia. When am I not talking about that? But I had two melanomas, which I had two moles that were melanomas. That
How did you know that they were?
They were both they were both new. Mm-hmm. Well, they happened at different times. One was when I was 21. One was when I was 23. But they were these red, and they were both around here. And apparently they were unrelated because they both drained. It's kind of but basically they both would have drained to the lymph nodes under my right arm.
Wow.
And the second one was further away. So that means it couldn't have been related to the first one. But they were both like kind of like at the top of my right chest. Mm-hmm. And both like looked, both kind of showed up the same way, which in some ways is, I guess, nice because I know, because none of my moles are really red and these moles were both red.
Interesting.
And sometimes moles, and sometimes melanomas are that color.
Yeah.
On certain people or whatever. And so, and neither had like spread or anything. I just had to get like, you know, margins taken around both of them, like all the skin, you know, outer. But.
Did it hurt?
No, I think it was just like a surgery to remove it. Maybe it was like a little, it took a few days or like a week to heal or something. Mm-hmm. But it's just, I have that kind of skin where like everything burns, like everything, I'm so susceptible to it because of my coloring.
But, and your coloring's so pretty.
Oh my gosh. Thank you.
I wish I had freckles all over my face.
You do have freckles.
I wish I had more.
They're so cute though.
I think that they're so cute on anybody who has freckles. So do you know how to sew?
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Or you want to take a sewing class?
I want to take a sewing. The class that I really took was with a sewing machine
that I don't know how to use.
Oh my God. That's the thing is when I was like 11 or something, my parents got me a sewing machine for my birthday. I used to have a sewing machine and I would like sew stuff on it.
Like I would love to be able to make my own clothes.
I know. Wouldn't that be so great? Yeah. Or you know what would be what I would take? Even if I could hem stuff and like tailor it. Like if I could take the straps of something up.
Totally.
Or like hem something.
Jeans. I can.
Wouldn't that be a dream? It's so expensive.
I know. I mean, I do that a lot.
Did you do it with your sewing machine?
No, I do it by hand.
Yeah.
Because I don't know how to use a sewing machine.
Yeah.
But like sometimes the straps just need like an inch or two.
Yeah.
And so I'll just. I just do it like I like shitty style.
Yeah.
But I don't mind that.
Why do you have a sewing machine? Did someone give it to you?
Yeah, I got it as a gift because I wanted to learn how to sew, but I never did. It was a wedding gift.
Oh, wow. What a great wedding gift.
Yeah.
I feel like it wouldn't be that hard for you to
make clothes for Mary.
Yeah.
That would be so cool. It'd be just so cool to make things.
Do you know how to like load it, like how to thread it and stuff? You could look that up online.
Yeah. I mean, I took home ec like we learned. Yeah. But I don't remember.
You could do it and then you could sort of like play around with it and kind of teach yourself, I bet.
Really? It seems so hard. Like, suddenly it's like running amok and there's like thread everywhere. I don't know.
I think that's just on Project Runway because they're in such a rush.
I think that when I tell myself like I want to do this thing and I'm going to commit to doing it,
yeah,
then I will do it. Yeah. And I haven't done that with the sewing machine.
Right.
There's always something. It's like, well, I'm working now, or I'm painting, or I just had a kid, or I don't feel like it.
Right, right, right.
But there will be a day, because when I commit to something and I learn how to do it, then I become obsessed.
Yeah, great.
Yeah. I mean, it's fun. It's
yeah.
Like, but so I guess I'm just not ready for it to take over my life
yeah.
in that way. But it will. One day. There's always room for more obsessions.
I kind of want you to text me the name of your sewing, like the information for your
sewing machine.
I'll
show it to you.
Okay.
Or I'll take a picture and it's in the basement. So are you a Gemini?
No, I'm a Scorpio.
Oh, I was going to say, because I know a lot of Gemini who like have great relationships with their hands.
Oh, interesting.
And you seem to be attracted to like the hand arts.
I
and
guess that's
also
true.
The performance arts.
But you know, I do, even I was watching myself do an interview the other day, which I hate to do. I really don't like watching myself, but I was using my hands so much. I was like embarrassed.
Oh my God.
I couldn't believe how much I was going like I was like, if you watched it on silent, you'd be like, what is her problem?
Would you ever want to learn sign language?
Yes.
Me
I
too.
Would. We should learn.
I know. It would be so cool.
I know. It would be so great.
A girl can dream about yeah. learning sign language. You know what I found out about Braille? It's like no one uses it. It's old school. No one cares about Braille.
My grandma could read Braille, and she used to do
something with it. I heard it's very hard.
She used to... God, I should know what she did, but I remember
did she write
me
in Braille?
She could... She did some kind of a job that was Braille related.
Now people...
Does no one uses Braille anymore?
Well, I think some do, but it isn't... A lot of visually impaired, blind people use their phones for stuff. There are certain apps. I know this
Whoa.
Because there was a girl that I spoke to recently who... worked on a TV show about a blind detective.
Okay.
And there was a blind, they worked with a blind writer and
yeah.
another blind consultant. And they were like, she was like, I was asking her all of the dirt on what's
yeah.
new in the blind scene. And she
yeah.
was like, Braille is out.
Well, you know, it's funny because you used to see Braille a lot more. Like you used
yeah.
to see it in public places more. Like,
yeah.
on some, you know, now it's like, you're right. I haven't seen Braille in a long time.
It would be so, it seems like, I'm sure it's very hard to learn how to read Braille.
But also, I guess it's interesting. I wonder what the phone.
Well, one of them is that you can call somebody on a service and like ask them something if like you don't know where you are, or like help you see something or find something or find the exit or find whatever.
I guess that's true. Phones must be changing all of that.
But yeah, I mean, I think that they talk to you now.
Yeah.
So they tell you like maybe beep, beep when something's right in front of you or something.
Right, right, right.
But yeah, so Braille's out.
Braille's
sign
out.
Language still in.
Yeah.
What else do you do with your hands? Or feet, or I mean, something about your performing is like dancey.
Oh, that's very nice.
Do you
nice.
Love dancing? No. If you pause, then
I don't dislike it, but I do like stretching a lot.
You're such an elderly hobbyist. Knitting, stretching, meditating, and sign language. I mean, you know, like...
Well, I don't know sign language yet. I
I'm
wish
like
we
taking
could
care
that.
Of your skin. I'm wearing a sunblock.
Wearing long sleeves.
And like old-timey bathing suits. That's good.
Thank
I like
you
that.
So much. Yeah, I really settled into my life.
Well, they're all very calm. You like stretching?
I like stretching because I also like... I do like Pilates and stuff, but I like... that I like that it's like such a strengthening thing, but I also like the stretching part of it.
You like taking care of your body and soul.
I guess so. Yeah.
That's cool.
I think you do too.
Kind of. Not as much. Like, I don't like stretching.
But you,
I don't do Pilates.
But when you do stretch, you probably love it. I wish that I stretched more.
I don't think I try to take care of my body and soul to the best of my ability. But like, if I cared about it, I probably would meditate twice a day and like
exercise. Hard, but I don't even like walking. Daughter, like it's, you're busy. Standing, there's nothing worse.
No,
there's really nothing. I mean, there are a lot of things that are worse.
I mean,
but
running for your life.
Yeah.
Sucks.
Which, by the way, I do like running.
Ugh.
I don't love it, but
you do it, though. Like, that's crazy to me that you would do something that you don't love.
Well, I do like classes that involve running. I don't usually go for a run, but, like, I would.
Really?
Yeah, but I'd get tired really fast. I like running on a treadmill.
I feel like it's so embarrassing.
Oh, my God. It's so embarrassing.
Right?
Running on a treadmill is very embarrassing.
Like, running in general is just, like, but like running on the street, like a jogger.
It's so embarrassing. It's so embarrassing when you're running and you get stopped at like a light or something. And then you're like, do I stop or do I like run in place?
Right.
And the running in place is so embarrassing. But if you're doing it because like your watch, you want like your watch to think you're still like whatever it is.
Like the steps.
You just look so stupid. Yeah. And then like when I go running, like people will walk past me, you know, and I'm just like, I know, okay?
And her people are like, oh, Vanessa Bayer's jogging.
Well,
like,
I mean, here's the side effect of me always wearing long sleeves mm-hmm. and a hat and everything is that no one ever recognizes me. Not that like I always would get recognized anyway, but when I lived in Chicago and I did that, people thought that it was like had the opposite effect of like people being like, who's this lunatic who thinks everyone's going to recognize her? When I was like, I'm just trying not to get sun.
Whenever I wear a hat and sunglasses, but it isn't, no one's recognizing me. It's purely for fashion.
Well, I'm doing it for the sun and maybe right. in some ways fashion. But then if I do get recognized, I think people are like, we're like not looking for her.
Okay, wait. Do you have like a dream hobby? Like, is there something that you wish could be your hobby, but like you just know it's not gonna be?
Sometimes I think about that with like surfing, where I'm like, because mm-hmm. I do like water stuff. Like when I used to go to overnight camp, I would like water ski and like kneeboard and that stuff. And I tried to water ski again a
stage
few
door?
Years ago. No.
Where'd you go to sleepaway camp?
Well, two camps. I went to
French Woods.
The only nice camp I went to that you might know that is like people from other states went to was Birch Trail.
Oh, I don't know.
In Wisconsin. But then I went to Firebird Camp.
Oh, okay.
I also went to Camp Wise, this Jewish camp in Cleveland for like 2 weeks. That was my first camp. But then I went to Birch Trail, but then I went to Firebird.
I see.
But anyways, but I like water sports and stuff, even though I'm bad at them. But I just feel like surfing, like balancing on the water, give me a break. I couldn't even, when I tried to water ski a few years ago, I tried so much, I couldn't get up. But
it's
I do
hard.
Think that water sports are so fun. But surfing, I'm like, give me a break. And what, am I going to get hit with the surfboard? No, thank you. And sharks?
I know. It's crazy. We're going to have somebody on the podcast to talk about surfing because I was saying this morning, like, yeah, I wish that was something I had an urge to do.
Yeah.
But it's not.
I kind of feel
my
like
wheelhouse.
It would be cool if I could do it. But I also know that if I like went to surf, like, and someone was like, oh, there's no waves today, I'd be so relieved.
Totally. The only thing that I like about surfing is like a wetsuit because you don't feel the cold.
Well, but the only thing too is like probably putting it on probably takes such a long time.
I bet taking it off is harder.
So hard.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Like to deal with that.
But like I would fully wear a wetsuit in a cold pool. Because I don't like cold water.
Well, I basically do that because I have like a long sleeve bathing suit and then I have swimming pants.
Oh my God, Vanessa.
But I don't always wear them. I don't always wear the pants, but I have them.
To like a pool party.
Well, the thing is like I just don't want to get any sun during the day.
Wait, I have swimming pants.
I have to find this picture for you. I mean,
why do you live in LA?
It is one of the funniest things is like, I moved into a climate that it's like, oh, I want nothing.
I mean, I get it. Like, I don't care for the sun, but I have to live here. But if I had my druthers, I'd be living in Seattle.
Is rainy all the time?
I like overcast. It's great lighting. You know, usually I ask, like, what do you wear during your hobbies? But I'm pretty sure I can guess.
This is me in a long sleeve, in the pants, a long sleeve hoodie that you can swim in, and a short sleeve bathing suit.
Aren't you hot?
Yeah. Here's what I always say, okay? And that was, I think, in Croatia.
She's wearing a hooded sweatshirt.
That you can swim in.
It's a mesh hooded swim sweatshirt.
It's not
mesh.
It's like not. You can't,
whatever. Yeah. It's kind of see-through.
Well, because it's
And then
wet.
There's a bathing suit underneath that's like a short sleeve bodysuit and kind of a mock neck, turtleneck, and black swim leggings and shoes.
Well, because that was maybe I'd gotten out of the water.
Do you wear aqua socks?
I don't. So see, I'm daring.
This is hilarious. And I can't imagine that that's comfortable.
Well, here's what I'll say, okay? This is what I always say when people are like, how are you wearing long sleeves and stuff in the sun? I'm like, you're hot anyway. Like when it's 80 degrees, you're hot in a t-shirt because it's 80 degrees. So like having a layer on, it's hotter, I guess, but it's like, it's not like if you didn't have it on, you'd be like not hot.
I see, I guess. Yeah, I don't know. I think it's easier in LA. In New York,
it is insane. I sweat.
I just wear a sheet with a hole over cut out for my head and arms. And I'm like, and not, like if something touches my skin, I'm like, I can't deal.
It's so crazy. I sweat so much in New York in a way that is like, when I was there recently, it was like not even that hot out, but just because it's like kind of humid there and stuff, I would be like walking, rushing to the subway, and then I'd like go into the subway and then immediately just start pouring sweat. Like it was so embarrassing to be getting to every place I was going to just so fully dripping with sweat in a way that people
were. I like
one,
it more.
One time I went to a meeting in New York and someone asked me if it was raining outside. I was sweating so much.
Ew.
I know. I have a really good metabolism. Isn't that what that means?
Because you wear garbage bags like those crazy people who work out.
Wrestlers in high school. I don't know if they're allowed to do that anymore.
Because it's like dangerous. Probably it's like weight dangerous. Loss danger zone. It's like eating disorder.
Because they're trying to get at the top of... Wait. No, they want to be... They want to be at the top of their weight class. They want to lose enough weight so that they're at the top of their weight class. Do you know what I mean? So they're the biggest person.
Oh. Well, you know, I said this, usually ask people what they wear during their hobby.
Yeah.
But I can guess what you wear during your hobbies.
Long
a
sleeves.
Nightgown.
Yeah.
A house coat. Or I'm not like, making fun of you. I have like all these outfits.
Those, or like one of those kind of like swishy, like windbreaker, like pants and top.
Oh, okay. Like I was going for a more like... what's the fabric like a not velvet but velour. I was going for a more velour for
I'm
you.
More of a velour like full length that like does have almost a mock turtle.
Yeah, like a Golden Girls
evening
wear.
But you know how like if one of them went on like a walk, she'd probably wear like a windbreaker and matching windbreaker pants.
Yes.
With like a visor.
Totally. You are a young 70-year-old.
I think so, but
do you do power walking?
When I'm home in Cleveland, my parents do it and I go with them.
Oh my God, Vanessa.
They go for a walk every morning.
You walk with them?
When I'm in Cleveland, I do.
Do you have siblings?
Yeah, my brother. He does not walk with them.
But you just love walking with your parents.
Well, maybe he has walked with them. The thing is, it's a great time to catch up.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing that's very cute about my parents, actually, is they go for these walks almost every morning and they love to like just talk through things. They love to like talk about what's going on. And like, it's really sweet how they love spending time with each other. It's like very it's very sweet, and it's something that I'm like as an adult, I'm like, oh, not all couples do that, like want to like talk so much.
Yeah, that's really nice.
Yeah.
Do you have a boyfriend?
I don't right now, no.
But you do have a children's book.
And thank you.
We love it.
Oh, that's so nice. Yeah.
We read it. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Are you going to write another one?
Maybe.
You should.
I'm still really working hard to promote this one because I want everybody to buy it. It's called How Do You Care for a Very Sick Bear by me, Vanessa Bayer.
How do you care for a very sick bear?
Yeah.
You talk to them. You visit them.
Yes. You show up for them. That's kind of the whole point. If you have a sick friend, be there for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you don't make them feel bad about missing out on anything fun.
Yeah, you try and include them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Vanessa, thanks for coming on.
This was so fun.
I hope that we like talked enough about knitting or...
Well, there's not that much to say.
Right. Knit one, pearl two.
Yeah. And I don't even... Knitting I have rules, pearled
and so do you.
Oh my God. I'm also a poet. That.
Another one of my hobbies.
Such an artist of all.
Yep. Got many feathers in this cap.
Yeah.
Well, you're such a doll.
You're such a doll.
I love it when you come over.
I love to be here.
I think you do.
I really do. I feel very relaxed here.
I mean, where don't you feel relaxed is the real question.
That's true. At my age, anywhere I can take a seat.
Do you have a comfy Cozer's home?
Yes. You'll have to come over.
I can't wait. Okay, so for filling the void, I'm really interested in like weird hobbies that people are super obsessed with, and we have a toll-free number and you can leave a message. Please call us at 844-370-VOID. Leave a message, tell me what your weird, awesome, delicious, obsessive hobby is, because I'm like, I just want more and more and more. And I like it when people are obsessed with weird shit. And you can rate and review on Apple Podcasts. Tell your friends about Filling the Void. Bye.
Earios. Powered by Acast.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.